This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
When it comes to travel, many people get stuck in the I can't mindset. I'm Sydney, the founder of Travitaly with Sydney, and I'm excited to help you turn your
I wish I could travel
into a
I'm going.
Join a small group of fellow wanderers on our next adventure to Rome, Italy. To explore more about this affordable opportunity, head to www.travitaly.world. That's travitaly.world. Travitaly.world. Don't wait to pursue your wanderlust. Ciao for now, travelers.
Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
Hey, I'm John Jeffers. Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, another episode of information that you need. Now, what you do with the information, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do with it. But anyways, it's just come across, before I even started doing this episode, apparently the CDC has announced an urgent warning, something I've been telling you for 3 weeks now, and I've stopped posting it about the coronavirus on the CRN Facebook page and on my mumblet.com page. If you hadn't got the idea by then, you're not going to. So that's why I stopped. But when this came across, I thought, okay, perfect timing. I got to do a show anyways, so I want to do this. This is from the American Military News. And it's an urgent CDC warning. The coronavirus will hit the U.S. significantly. Plan for disruption. Now, let's take it apart here, shall we? In a news conference on Tuesday, that's today, the Centers for Disease Control warned the public that the coronavirus outbreak on American soil is inevitable. Well, yeah. Mainly because we can't just seal off all our air. Stop the weather. Can't do that. So they're saying, we are asking the American public to prepare for the expectation that this might be bad, said the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease Director, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, as reported by the New York Times. Okay. What's the operative word there? It's might be bad. Now, for those of you, now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to BS you. Those that have been affected and have recovered from the coronavirus, which has less than a 3% mortality rate, said it's very painful, and you will feel like you just want to roll over, cash in the cards, and call it a life. Okay. They go on to say it's not so much of a question if this will happen in this country anymore, but a question of when this will happen. She added, ultimately, we expect we will see some community spread in this country. Well, yeah, It's very possible. But I want you to know something here. The influenza virus, the flu, has killed 10,000 people in this country already, this season. 10,000. That's way more than the coronavirus has killed worldwide. Now, if you go back to like 2003, 2006, one of those years, the SARS virus killed 10%. Coronavirus is less than 3%. Now you're saying, and what we have to understand is that most, not all, but most of the victims are the elderly or people whose immunity systems have already been compromised. So bear that in mind. Don't panic on it. Now, there are now 53 confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. Of those cases, 36 involved individuals who were repatriated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship docked in Japan, and another 3 were repatriated from China. 19 cases were originally confirmed in the United States. Now, Messonnier advised Americans to begin planning for significant disruption in their daily lives. Well, what is significant disruption? It's the same question. What is reasonable doubt? Does that mean that I can't get my new Apple iPhone? Perhaps, if you want to consider that a significant disruption. If you've been prepping and you moved on my warnings earlier on the CRN Facebook page and on the Mumblet page, when China finally sounded the alarm, they hit the button, hit the alarm. I had posted, you better get your N95, N99 filters now. Now, not later, now. That's why we prep. That's why we prepare, okay? You with me on that? Now, she also advised schools to begin planning for student separation involving smaller groups of children or internet-based schooling. Similarly, she advised workplaces to begin the same planning. For adults, businesses can replace in-person meetings with video or telephone conferences and increase teleworking options, she explained. Most businesses do that. You really don't see a lot of, like it used to be, where you got on a plane, you went to your client or your prospective client or whatever, and you met in person. They still do it, yes, but not to the degree that they used to do it. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar described the outbreak as, quote, an unprecedented, potentially severe health challenge globally, end quote. Really, Alex? Okay. I can see why you got the job. You're like an idiot savant. He says, we cannot hermetically seal off the United States to a virus, Azar added. And we need to be realistic about that. Really? We don't have a Star Trek-style weather net where we can just seal it off? Really? Really? Okay. Again, idiot savant. The Trump administration has made an emergency $2.5 billion request to Congress for funds that will be used to prepare hospitals for a significant coronavirus outbreak in the U.S., as well as escalating vaccine development. More than 80,000 people have been infected with coronavirus worldwide, and more than 2,600 people have died. Now, that's worldwide, 2,600. We have, 4 billion people on the planet? I'm not trying to minimize the death of the 2,600, but let's look at it through just a numbers perspective. It's not even a 1% fatality rate, my friends. Like I said before, 10,000 people in this country have already died from the flu this season. The flu is more dangerous than the coronavirus. If you're in reasonably good health, you will survive the coronavirus if you contact it, if you contract it, all right? But you can do things to make sure you don't act the fool. Wash your hands. Don't shake hands with people during the cold and flu season. You know, you walk into your local bar. Hey, how you doing? How you been? And you know what? Don't hug. Don't do the man hug. Don't share kisses. Don't shake hands. Pretty simple. And if you tell people, look, I'm glad to see it, but I don't want to shake anybody's hands because, one, it's the cold and flu season. Generally, that will do it. But if they insist on doing it, say, look, I don't know where your hands have been. I don't know what you've been doing with yourself, and I don't want to know. But anyways, so there. All right. We're going to end up on the first segment. When we come back, let's talk about, how about this? Food to survive a pandemic during a quarantine, at least 90 days. What do you think? I think that would be an excellent story for us to talk about. But before we go, on Mumble It, I have a reply. And he says, this is just a left-wing way to panic people into buying, you know, stuff and whatnot. All right. Look. Yes, be concerned. No, don't panic. Two, do the smart thing. You know, keep yourself safe. Wash your hands. Don't shake hands. We already talked about that. All right. So when we come back, we are going to do food to survive a pandemic quarantine. At least 90 days. Is that fair? I think that is. Okay. We'll be right back after this.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner. Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
Welcome back, segment two. I told you we were going to talk about, my friends. So let's talk about it. For the Modern Survival blog, they have a great article. It's Food to Survive a Pandemic During a Quarantine. If you have done nothing, no prepping, nothing, except maybe get some dried beans and some toilet paper, well, then you probably deserve not to be a prepper and you get whatever happens to you. But if you're new to prepping, you've said, you know what, this is a dangerous world. I finally realized that. We live in the United States. And living in the United States is not really the reality of living in the world. The real world is a real dangerous place. But you've come to that realization. So you probably think, well, what do I need to get? All right, it's common sense to self-isolate from a pandemic. You must have enough supplies at your home to survive the period. It's a life luxury to head over to the grocery store and get whatever you want. The problem is, We become accustomed to that and dependent on that. Therefore, people don't keep too much food in their homes anymore for one of those reasons. Yes? Okay. So let's say that a pandemic comes to town. 2019 in coronavirus, anyone? Yeah. Your best bet will be to self-isolate from the public and other people. That means having enough food and supplies to ride it out. I'm not suggesting that it's time to push the panic button. I've said that. But let's use this current event as an excuse to push the notion of preemptive food storage. For how long? It's hard to say. Not enough reliable data on this, is in on this. However, if you ask me, I would suggest thinking about the worst case. Then you'll probably be in better shape than most who think it'll be here and gone in just a few weeks once it starts. Good luck with that. For the sake of a number, let's say 3 months, 90 days. Okay? You're with me, right? So how much food do you need? It's all about calories, my friends. Balance and nutrition is important too, but let's focus on calories. Why? Because that's the primary reality of having enough food to survive. 2,000 calories per day per person. That's typically good enough number for most. If you're engaged in wintertime combat operations, you need almost 3,000 calories per day. So how do you get a sense as to how many calories you might need already have for food storage at home? It can be deceptive in that you might think you have enough. But do you? What if the pandemic does indeed begin to rage in your neighborhood region? And 3 weeks later, you're out of food, meaning you have to risk your life going out to the store and buy more. If there is more to be had. Okay. Though we've already mentioned the gloom and doom, let's just have a simple look at it. So we run some numbers. With the potential threat for coronavirus flaring up in the U.S., you might become logically concerned. If it does, you'll be able to shelter in place for, say, 3 months. I'm sure that many of you could. Speaking to the choir here, though maybe someone will read this and be helped, or listen to my voice and be helped, or hear this from a friend and be helped. Since we went through the exercise, let's share the notion of realistically determining whether or not you have enough food. Not going to the grocery store will mean no fresh foods, but you can adapt. A few examples include the following: powdered milk. Make your own bread. Use a bread oven. Do you have enough flour and ingredients? The assumption here is that electricity remains up, which it should. So cooking, refrigeration, or anything else requiring electricity at home will be unaffected. It's just you'll have to fend for yourself at home. To give you an idea of what you might need for 90-day food survival, here are some meal plans. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. And it's just one example to get you thinking. Not the Bible. Not gospel. Not engraved in stone. So let's list four options each for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then just rotate it. So each meal ingredient requirement would only be 22 days instead of 90. Then it's just doing the math, counting calories and putting together a shopping list. Now the following meal plan averages 2,000 calories per day. So with breakfast, 500 calories, and this includes one glass of milk. So let's get started on it. One glass of milk, 100 calories. Three pancakes with syrup and butter, 540 calories. Two oatmeal packets in milk, 520 calories. Two, toast and butter and jelly, 500 calories. A third can of Spam, 460 calories. Lunch, more or less 600 calories. And again, calories include one glass of milk. That's 100 calories. Tuna sandwich. That's 5 ounce can with 2 tablespoons of mayo, 600 calories. Chicken sandwich. Half 12-ounce can with 2 tablespoons of mayo, 620 calories. Macaroni and cheese, a half a box, 650 calories. Peanut butter sandwich with 3 tablespoons of peanut butter, 585 calories. Let's talk about dinner. That includes one glass of milk, again, 100 calories. Pasta and sauce. That's a quarter pound of pasta and a third pint sauce, 620 calories. Rice and beans with canned veggie, Dry measure a half cup of rice and a quarter cup of beans, 690 calories. Rice and chicken with canned veggie, dry measure a half cup and 1 12-ounce can of chicken, 810 calories. Corned beef hash and toast, a half can with 2 slices of toast, 680 calories. Now, canned vegetables with 2 of the 4 meals above, you can rotate them. Canned green beans, 60 calories. Cans of carrots, 70 calories. Canned whole corn, 210 calories. For a snack, for 200 calories, peanuts, a quarter cup. So, now you've got an idea of what it is we're talking about. So, here's the grocery list for 90 days. All right, you with me on this? Yes? So you get the dry milk, whether you get it from Augustin Farms or wherever. 3 number 10 cans will make 270 cups or 17 gallons. Pancake mix, 2 32-ounce boxes of Aunt Jemima buttermilk complete makes 120 4-inch pancakes. Oatmeal packets, a box of 45. Spam, 8 12-ounce cans. Jelly, 1 large 30-ounce jar of your favorite flavor. Butter, 2 pounds for toast and bread making. Flour, 3 5-pound bags for 15 loaves of homemade bread. And you don't have to add sugar to it like they do now. Or HFCS. You don't have to get that either. Get real bread for a change. Canned chicken. You need 30 cans, 30 12.5-ounce cans, canned chicken. Canned tuna, 23 5-ounce cans. Mayo, 3 30-ounce large jars. Mac and cheese, 12 boxes. Peanut butter, 1 40-ounce large jar. Pasta, 5 pounds. Pasta sauce, 6 pints. Rice, 8 pounds. Dry beans, 2 pounds. Corned beef hash, 9 cans. And by the way, if you go to Walmart and get those, they're really cheap. The corned beef hash, cheapest you'll find. I know because I've looked at it. Peanuts, you need 7 16-ounce jars. Or 16 ounces a pound. So, canned green beans, you need 12 of those. Cans of carrots, you need 12 of those. Canned corn, you need 12 of those. The conclusion is this. That is just for one person, so you adjust accordingly. So if you've got 4 people, multiply everything by 4. Note that any meats you have in your freezer are calories. Beef is about 1,000 calories per pound, while chicken is about 500. A 3-month food inventory really is not difficult. It's just a matter of doing it. Now, we've given you an example of just one of the nearly infinite possibilities that you can do and combine. A 3-month food inventory really is not difficult, okay? Just a matter of doing it. Just think about what you'll need over that time period so that you won't have to go to the grocery store and possibly get yourself infected. No fresh milk. But the milk alternative that we talk about is pretty good. You could use it all the time. Now, I didn't mention it, but something you need to think about is eggs. Eggs will last a long time in the fridge. 1 to 2 months will likely not be an issue if you bought lots of them. But if you buy farm fresh eggs, and I mean you go to the farm, and you buy the eggs, do not bring them home and wash them. Leave them as is, because they will last a lot longer than that. So don't wash the eggs if you go to the farm and actually get them from the farmer, all right? And they're out there. Believe me, they're there. How about this? How about cheese? There are about 100 calories in a slice of American cheese. It will last a long time in the fridge. So you could buy pounds of it without issue. Grilled cheese sandwiches, anyone? Peanuts and peanut butter have lots of calories. They're good for survival, bad for weight management. Too much peanut, you like peanut butter a lot? Don't keep it too accessible. How about 1.4 liter bottle of California extra virgin olive oil? It has 12,000 calories. Drizzle on your pasta or whatever for more caloric intake. And it tastes pretty good. So, There you have it. There it is. Now, I hope that this has given you enough time that you think about it and go, you know what? Make a good point. This is going to be a short episode this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you found it not only entertaining, because I don't care about entertainment value. I care about the information value. I hope you could hope you use it. And good luck to you. We will talk to you again next week. Don't forget, we are looking here at CRN for people to do a show of their own. You can do any show you want. Just don't be a liberal, because I won't tolerate it. And neither will our broadcast director, Don Lowry. We won't tolerate it. Why? Because the liberals have enough media outlets. They don't need mine, and I'm not going to give it to them. So, you got a show? You want to do a show? It's cool. We'll set you up. We'll tell you how to do it. You can come on CRN and become part of the family. All right. I'm John Jeffers. I want to say thanks for listening this week, and we will see you next week. And don't forget, we're on Live 365. Fun all the time, 24 hours around the clock. All right, until next time, I'm John Jeffers. Stay alert, stay vigilant, stay safe. Until next time, have a good one. We'll be right back.